Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Dalet Mishnah Beis and parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel. We continue to learn the halachos of the two goats that were part of the avoda on Yom Kippur. It says the Mishnah Kosher Lashon Shel Zahoris Berosh Sar Mishtaleach. The Kohen Gadol would tie a strip of red wool to the head of the male goat that was going to be sent over the cliff. It was between his horns. Ve'hamido keneged beis shilucho, and he stood it facing the place from which it was going to actually be sent, meaning he turned it around so that it faced the Shar Nikanor through which it would be sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'lanishchat keneged beis shechitoso, and he tied a strip of red wool to the male goat that it would be, that it would be shechted at the area of its shechting as well, around its neck, where the incision would actually be made. Now, having done the lottery, the Kohen Gadol returned to his bull now, which was still standing between the Mizbeach and the Ulam in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. He had already made one vidoy while leaning with his hand on the bull, now specifically for him and his family. Now he was going to make a second vidoy, and I was going to make a second confession on that original bull. It says the Mishnah, Balo Eitzel Paro Shnia, he came to his bull a second time. V'somich Shteyadav Alav Umisvada, and he leaned both of his hands upon its head, and he confessed his sins, the sins of his family, and the sins of all Kohanim. Now he's adding that as well. V'kach Haya Omer, and this is what he would say. Ana Hashem, please Hashem, avisi, I have sinned on purpose, pashati, I have sinned rebelliously, chatasi lefanecha, and I have sinned mistakenly before you as well. Ani uvesi, me and my family, uvnei Aaron am kidoshecha, and the children of Aaron, your holy people. Ana Hashem, please Hasham, kapin ala avonos v'la psham v'la chatan, please forgive the intentional, the rebellious, and the mistaken sins, she avisi v'she pashati v'she chatasi, that I have committed on purpose, rebelliously and mistakenly in front of you, me and my family and the children of Aaron, your holy people, kakosuv besoras Moshe avdecha, as is written in the holy Torah in Parshas Acharimos and Sefer Vayikra, ki biyom hazeh yechaper aleichem mitahareschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titharu, that on this day on Yom Kippur he's going to atone for you, to purify you from all of your sins before Hashem. You shall be purified. Vehein onen acharav, and after each of the three times that the Kohen Gadol mentioned the name of Hashem, the people would respond Baruch Shem Kibud Malchuso leolam va'ed. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, as we continue with the Avoda of Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah, Shchato v'kibel b'mizrak es domo. After saying this confession, he would shecht the bull, and he would catch its blood in a bowl. Unesano l'mishu memaris bo. Al harovet haravi shebehecha kadesh lo yikrosh. He gave the bull then to someone who would stir the blood in it while standing on the fourth row of stones from the heichal, so that the blood would not congeal. That since the Kohen Gadol would not need the blood until a little bit later after he offered the ketores, it had to be stirred in the meantime to prevent it from congealing. Now, the next stage of the Yom Kippur Avoda was burning the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the holiest place in the Beis HaMikdash, and the holiest place in the entire world. And this is the only time the entire year when anyone was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mishnah is going to now describe how the Kohen Gadol took from the Mizbeach the coals with which he would burn the Ketores. Says the Mishnah, Natal Machtav Olal Rosh HaMizbeach, he took a shovel and went up to the top of the Mizbeach, Ufina Gechalim, Eilech Ve'Eilech Ve'Chosa, and he cleared away the outer coals of the pile of wood that was on the Mizbeach, and this way that he would scoop up, and he would shovel the smoldering of coals from within the pile. V'yarad v'hinicho al harovet haravi shebe'azara, and he took the shovel of coals and went down from the Mizbeach and placed it on the fourth row of stones in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, next to the Kohen who was stirring the blood of his cow. Or really of his bull. Quick review, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis taught us that as part of the two goats that he had, he would tie the strip of red wool to the head of the goat that was going to be sent off the cliff. he stood it facing the place of the Shaar Nikanor, where it was going to be sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would tie a strip of red wool to the one that was going to be shechted, right around its neck, where it was going to be shechted. Then the Mishnah described how he left those two goats for now. Now he's going to go to the bull that he was at previously. A second time, he's going to put his two hands on it again, and he's going to make another vid, another confession. But this time, he's not only going to confess his sins and his family's sins, but he's also going to ask for an atonement for the sins of all of the Kohanim as a whole. And he says, "Please forgive us for the intentional sins, for the rebellious sins, for the mistaken sins, and so on and so forth." As he asks for forgiveness and for atonement from Hashem, and after saying the name of Hashem each time, they would say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel taught us that after reciting the vidui on the bull, he would catch its blood in a bowl. He would give it to someone, to a Kohen who was stirring the blood while standing on the fourth row of stones from the Heichal, and making sure that the blood would not congeal. He would leave it there until he dealt with the Ketorah, so he needed to make sure that the blood wouldn't congeal in the meantime. Then the Mishnah described he would take a shovel, and he went up to the top of the Mizbeach. He cleared away the outer coals of the pile of wood that was there, and he scooped up a shovelful of hot coals from within the pile of wood, and then he took the shovel of coals and went down from the Mizbech, placed it on the fourth row of stones in the Azara, next to the Kohen who was stirring the blood of the par, of the bull that he had there. Have a great day.